mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're into hour number two. I put the challenge out in the last hour to go to prisonplanet.com and link through where it says wartime photos. We're talking about Reuters, Gannett News Service, photos with babies dead, their arms and legs blown off. And, you know, you can be on whatever side you want to be of this war, but at least go look at it so you don't think it's all so fun and, you know, like a football game or something. And call me and tell me what you think of these photos. Also, Lord Schwarzenegger wants to satellite track and tax everybody in California who has a car. That's the federal plan, years old, been warning you. We've been detailing that. Lord Ridge is scheduled to be stepping down from Homeland Security. There's a bunch of other big scandals with the new Porter Goss, head of CIA, saying he will push the agenda of Lord Bush. So more political CIA reports to be flooding out from there. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Paul Joseph Watson, who usually joins us about once a week, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com, will be joining us as well. Right now, let's talk to Ian. And Ian, where are you calling us from?
Saratoga area in upstate New York.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I've been listening to you for about a year and a half. I think you're awesome. I did a report at my college recently on what really happened on 9/11, and I got a bunch of facts, and I read it out loud in front of my class. It was a persuasive essay, and a lot of people after class, and even my teacher, was like, that was really persuasive, and I think they're going to go check out things, and on my forum.
Well done.
And on my forum, I always post stuff and post evidence and all the proof I can. I always get people that want to argue with me and say this or that, but I post all the evidence and all the proof, and they just come up with, like, short sentences trying to say I'm wrong. And
you're a commie. You're dumb.
Yeah. So I've been working hard.
Sound like Bin Laden.
Yeah, and I've been... You inspire me to do this stuff, and I think you're awesome, man.
Well, I think you're awesome. Please. Please stop saying I'm great. You guys are great.
So, yeah, and I have one question for you. I was wondering if you ever heard of chemtrails.
Oh, I certainly have, yes.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about that and how, like, a good way to fight that is with... They call them chembusters or cloudbusters, or if you ever heard of holy hand grenades or organ generators.
All that stuff is really hard to prove, and I don't get into it. I mean, chemtrails themselves are hard enough to look. Most people think everything's a chemtrail now when it's really a condensation trail.
Uh-huh.
But when a jet flies over at 2,000 feet and leaves a giant plume behind it that's there 5 hours later, and then the Air Force admits and the Navy admits they've been doing tests. There is certainly real stuff going on. They have had the power to manipulate the weather for decades, and we're going to be doing some shows on it. The problem is then attached to the whole movement dealing with chemtrails is a lot of kooky stuff.
Okay. I also heard you a couple of nights ago about how there's people in the holes and the buildings at 9/11 where the planes went in.
Yes.
How it was too hot to be there. Last night I sent you about three photos of people standing inside. There's a girl standing in the wreckage.
Yeah, I've got the video and the photos. In fact, that should be posted on our How the Towers Collapse Bombs in the Buildings section. The problem is we post stuff daily and then it gets in different areas. We got video, photos, but any ones you find, send to us. What email address you send that to?
Tips at Infowars.com.
Good. It's also good to send them to Paul Watson. It says email the webmaster at Prison Planet. But great job. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. Thousands of degrees molding the steel. People standing in the holes.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's just continue with your phone calls. I guess up next is Bill in Ohio. Bill, welcome.
How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. One was you talking about this having the satellite trackers in the automobiles. Are they going to do that totally from the standpoint of getting revenue, or is it? Are they going to do it? Is there enough of the aspect of trying to track your comings and goings that they would not exempt an older vehicle? I know the state of Ohio, for purposes of EPA inspection, if you live in an area where they have to have the tailpipe testing, any car that's over 25 years old, they exempt it because they figure, they say there's so few of them that they wouldn't make any difference. I just wondered if this satellite tracking would be, perhaps, do you suppose, the same thing might carry through? And also, if they do put that in, are they going to get rid of the gasoline tax? Because I was always under the impression that the purpose of the gas tax was to provide money for construction of new roads and maintenance and upkeep on the existing road system. And I wondered if they would get rid of the gas tax if they put this in. And there's one other thing also that I'll throw out here, and then I'll just turn the radio on and listen to your answers. I've heard you talking about Skull and Bones and some of the Looney Tune rituals that they do. Well, several months ago, I can't remember just what time frame this was, but I think it was sometime early this year. I saw an Associated Press article to the effect that the post office had intercepted some freight coming in. It was bound for some place up around Cleveland or somewhere up on the lake, Akron perhaps, up in northern Ohio. There was a shipment of skull. They thought that they were simply enamel, I don't want to say figurines, because I can't imagine anybody thinking that, I don't know why anybody would want a skull sitting around, but they thought that they were just something for decoration. It turned out that one of them got chipped, and they discovered that there was actual bone underneath. They were simply coated with enamel, but the skull, they were actual real skulls. And they had launched an investigation to try to find out what was going on. The shipment had come into the country through, I think, Florida, or through Miami, somewhere, Miami or Jacksonville, perhaps. And that was the last I ever heard of it. I never heard anything about the disposition of the case, if they found out who was to receive it or what was the origin of them. But I just wondered if there was... I'd heard you talk about some of the rituals that Skull and Bones goes through at times, and I was wondering why would anybody really want skulls, or what would they do with them?
Okay, let me try to answer that question for you, and I appreciate the call. My dad taught at the Baylor Dental School, and so he has a skull, and he's a dentist. When you go to medical school, you have to buy a skull. And they're very, very expensive because India stopped having their main national export being human body parts. Before, all the bums that would die, all the poor indigents, they'd scoop you up, they threw you in these beetle rooms, these basements full of these flesh-eating beetles that would really clean off the bones, and they'd dunk them in Clorox and bleach them out and sell them. And so in the past, most of the skeletons you see at the universities, a lot of them are plastic now, were for people from India. That's where most of the bodies came from. But they've found a big black market in skulls and body parts now out of Haiti and other places, and other third world countries, Africa, areas of Asia, because it's used in a lot of black magic rituals and other sangria is the drink. It sounds like sangria. It's kind of like that voodoo religion. Santeria. The sangria, yeah, they want it for sangria. Sangria is a bunch of different fruits chopped up with liquor. But Santeria, yeah, they want it for sangria. They've caught a lot of that. There have been lawsuits by the Apaches because they admittedly, Prescott went and dug up the body of Geronimo and stole the skull. And they got a bunch of other famous people's skulls in there. And they got giant swastikas on the walls. They eat off Hitler silverware. They drink out of skulls, and they just devil worshippers do this. And the cops bust devil worshippers all the time for committing other crimes or drug dealing and find skeletons and stuff. And they do sexual things with skulls, and that's what the part of the ritual that Bush has gone through, part of being a Christian conservative. In this country today. I mean, I'm against it, so I'm evil. I understand that. And this is what they do. So they're into it. I didn't see that article about a shipment of skulls. I have seen other stories about shipments of body parts. People are into this stuff. They're into skulls. And they think they're real neat. And they think they get power off of it. And so there's a lot of rich people around this country that have skulls. Frankly, I've discovered it's pretty popular. People think skulls are just these totems of power. And so that's a big part of it. So those were probably destined for some type of voodoo group if it was a Mediterranean group. Again, there I go again. Caribbean group, Mediterranean group. Just incredible. But no, going back to your first question, of course here I always belabor things. I wanted to get to a bunch of calls in this segment, but it's an important question. This is out of the LA Times. DMV chief backs tax by the mile. You said, well, will my old car be exempt? you know, because the satellite tracker box can't plug into the new electronic ignition because there's not an electronic ignition, a new computer ignition, on my 25-year-old car. Well, that's where the transponders or the high-powered radio identification devices come in. That's what they're going to use in Austin. That's what they're using in the Bay Area of California. And they say in the articles that you're going to have a choice. Either take a satellite tracker box, and you get a discount if you do, because they really want that, and or take a transponder. Now, understand, they can put a satellite tracker box in your car and not have it plug into the ignition, because all it does is register how far it travels on the GPS grid, what down to an accuracy of about 10 feet. So, no, every car is going to have this. Everyone is going to have this. And they're going to keep the federal gas tax. The states are going to put this in and force this in at the state level. But then under the federal plan, the feds are then going to start taxing you. When you get on a federal interstate highway, a by-the-mile tax will kick in and be deducted from your account. You'll have to have an account. Or you will be automatically assessed at the pump. If you don't want to have a bank account, it will scan your tag and then automatically add the tax in at the pump. Now this, again, I had these official plans almost 7 years ago and have been covering it. And again, the exact thing I told you is now happening because I had the exact plan. Oregon's already started putting it in. California's about to do it. New York's got bills to do it. Wisconsin's moving to do it. There are scores of states that are on the cusp of doing it, but not just states. Cities and, quote, transit regions, groups of counties like Texas, Central Texas, and then into South Texas are doing this. And it is a global model. So that's what's happening. And you'll be taxed, you'll be traced, you'll be controlled with these systems. And if you drive without a transponder, the cameras will automatically scan you. By the way, all over I-35, these were put in 5 years ago. The scanners are already up. They will scan your car, and if you don't have a transponder, police will immediately be dispatched. And they're already going in from Indiana to Texas. I mean, 4 years ago, I'd see about eight states that already had it. Now from Florida to Texas, I mean, it's going in everywhere. In fact, I don't know of a state that isn't putting it in quietly. These cameras that scan and automatically read your license plate, they're AI computers that automatically read the numbers. They can scan up to 1,000 license plates in a single second. That's how powerful these cameras are. And they automatically scan it and then run it. So everywhere you go, it's the equivalent of a cop running your plates. You know, a cop will swing in behind you randomly. And, you know, if you kind of look at them funny at a red light, ooh, that must be a criminal. They pull behind you. You see them looking down as you're driving, typing something, and then they look at your plate and they're typing. And then when they see you don't have any warrants, they pull out around you and drive off. Well, the equivalent of it is everywhere, cops everywhere doing that instantly. And you'll say, well, that'll stop criminals. That'll stop crime. This will be a perfect world. The problem is all the crimes now are going to be petty. Everything's going to be a crime. And everywhere you go, they're going to, quote, analyze suspicious activity and what you're doing. I mean, is this a world you want to live under? By the way, every time cops shoot a girl in the face with rubber bullets and kill her, beat somebody to death, or taser some old woman to death or something, every time we go, oh, there were 25 police surveillance cameras in the area. We're subpoenaing those. They go, nope, no subpoena, we're immune. And then if you subpoena it and sue them and spend $20,000, they go, oh. All those tapes malfunctioned that night. I mean, we've been involved in cases here where the cop raises the billy club to hit the person in the face. We get the tape, and then it cuts to black. Oh, it malfunctioned. Next, you see the person on a stretcher being put in and they go, oh, he assaulted me. And it just so happened to malfunction at that point, and the judge looks at the jury and goes, You need to convict the person who had their clavicle and their skull broken because they obviously assaulted the officer like he said. The video malfunction, just take his word.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over 1/3 of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, it's official. Oregon's already started it. They're going to make everybody do it. Lord Schwarzenegger wants to do it. Your car will be turned into a taxi. And we knew this was coming all along. They're putting it in place all over the place, including right where I sit. Right here in Austin, $1,800 a year to start on average for the average driver. That'll help you and your family out on top of the other gas taxes. Let's go ahead and go to Rick in Canada. Welcome. Oh, Mike in Canada. Mike in Canada. Go ahead.
Oh, it's Mike. Alex, how you doing?
Good. I'm all right, I guess.
Good. Yeah, I just want to thank you for waking me up. Definitely. I got to tell you, I was sick to my stomach for a couple months, learning that the world that I lived in was a lie. I just want to thank you for waking me up.
Well, thank you.
I got a question for you, just a couple quick questions, I think. Number one, do you have video of Tom Brokaw stating on October 11, 2001, that America is now propelled into the New World Order?
No, I don't, but I heard about that.
Heard about that, but you haven't seen it.
No, have you?
No, I'd love to get video of that. If that isn't a little piece of proof right there, then I don't know what is.
Well, I do have Tom Brokaw. The still image from when he said it is on the web with huge in white on a blue background, the New World Order behind him, and everybody called about it. There were news articles about it, but I never got the video.
Okay, another quick question for you. The Washington, the streets are shaped like they form an upside-down star. The bottom of the star.
Yeah, and the whole place is full of Masonic Babylonian symbols, and it has a giant occult layout just like Paris.
Yeah, and where the Antichrist sits at the bottom of the star is where the White House sits. You talk much about that, or
I have. Yes, we have covered it. I mean, they admit that the designer of it was a big Mason, and it's laid out that way. I mean, that's what the obelisk and all of it are.
And the Republicans on their logo on the elephant, the star is now upside down on that logo. That related?
I did notice that. Yes.
Okay. One last question for you. I know you'll probably be rolling your eyes at this one, but I know that you don't like Michael Moore, but he's just announced that he's going to release a new film, Fahrenheit 9/11 and a Half. What would you say to, what if he is going to help wake people up and expose more of the lies?
He wakes people up to one part of the paradigm and then goes, the UN and the Democrats are going to save you. And he doesn't tell you one-tenth of the truth about 9/11.
Well, yeah, that was probably calculated on his part, and he knew if he went full-blown with that in Fahrenheit 9/11, he would just be laughed out. But what if it, for his sequel to...
I mean, the guy is a Time Warner minion.
You think so? You think he's just having trouble waking up because he just loves America?
Well, no, he's an establishment guy, you know.
What about Fahrenheit 9/11 and a half?
I haven't, yeah, I know he's making it. I don't know anything about it.
No.
He just announced he's going to make it. He hadn't even started yet.
All right, one last question for you. Where are these Rothschilds now? Like, are the family working out? Do they still carry that name? Like,
yeah, type in NM Rothschild. That's just one of their banks. Their symbol is five arrows pointed downward with a crown around them. With the letter R in it, and it means Red Shield. And they're meeting with Arnold Schwarzenegger, vacationing with him, hanging out.
And they still bear that?
Most of the big banks. They own a lot of our Federal Reserve.
They still bear that family name?
Yes, Rothschild, yes.
Yeah, who's the main sort of Rothschild, would you say, then?
Lord Rothschild in England.
Lord Rothschild?
Yes.
He lives in England?
Yes, he lives in England. He's a lord.
And he's still alive?
Yes, he's in the... Yeah, you can go to my Arnold section and see him and Warren Buffett enjoying themselves in a Scotsman photo.
Do you think they're still at the helm, or they're sharing the torch with David Rockefeller?
Yes, they're part of the 13 families. It's a mafia.
13 families. All right, my friend, well, thank you for your time. Love your show, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you. It's Lord Jacob Rothschild. Is the head of the family, at least over the English banking dynasty, and then they've got, Michelle Rothschild in France. But they say he's the big dog. Jacob. Jacob Rothschild. Nice person. Very friendly person. Cares about you and your family. Wants to help you. Oh, man. It's a twilight zone every day on this show. All right, we'll be right back with Paul Watson and more of your phone calls and a news blitz. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now to the halfway point of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us with his news and analysis for the second half of the broadcast. We'll continue with calls from Christy, James, Rick, Manuel, and many, many others that are holding, coming up here in just a few minutes. Before I go to Paul Watson, I have made 11 documentary films, and they're powerful. Whether it's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about September 11th, or part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, or it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, when I snuck in and got the occult rituals of the New World Order caught on video for the first and only time, and they admit I snuck into major publications, it's real video. You might want to get that. And on top of it, I have, of course, my three police state videos. I have Matrix of Evil. I have America Destroyed by Design. These are all very powerful videos that you're authorized to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes. The power of you, the people, getting my videos and making copies of them is ultra-massive. It can have a huge effect, and tell those you give copies of it to make copies themselves. It's up to you, my friends, at the grassroots to do this. The toll-free number to order my documentary films is 1-888-253-3139, or you can order via InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. I've got a bunch of new specials out where you can get DVDs of, say, my newest film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election in 2004, as low as $5.95 apiece. You can get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny as low as $5.95 apiece. If you buy one copy at the regular price, each additional copy is $5.95 of each of those two videos. So what's to stop you from ordering 5-10 copies, and then your Christmas shopping is done? Instead of giving somebody a fruit pie they're not going to eat, a fruit cake, instead of giving them a tie or something stupid that they won't use or like, or some sweater that's the wrong size, buy a bunch of my videos and give them as gifts. These specials are only good for about another 30 days. Take advantage now, get them, and we can't wait. Give them as early gifts and say, here's your present. Even those of you that don't participate in Christmas, who think it's something but a big commercialistic thing to go into debt, which I frankly believe, and I usually give people family photos or artwork. My wife and I this Saturday sat down and did little acrylic paintings together we're going to give as gifts. The point is that this is a gift that really has an effect. So the toll-free number to call and get the videos is 1-888-253-3139. You can ask about all the different specials when you call. And if you don't want to order, find out. 1-888-253-3139. At least make the call. Or go to InfoWars.com, watch free video clips of the films, to see what you're buying, look at the different specials online, just take action. Another gift you can give is a PrisonPlanet.tv subscription. And we describe how easy it is to do at PrisonPlanet.com. There's a big banner to how you can do that right there on PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my films, 50-something of my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, text reports, hundreds of audio interviews, one e-book's usually about $7. Two e-books, 11 films, all these TV reports, 15 cents a day. A monthly subscription, $5.95, a yearly subscription, $54.95, 15 cents a day if you get a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day if you get a monthly subscription. Go in, create the passcode, give that to your friend or family who's somewhat computer literate. It's very easy to do. Their passcode and username in a card. Here's the website. Use it. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's only growing, only getting better. Please join today. And don't forget InfoWars.net. We have cloaking device internet browsing where no one knows who you are, so you have your anonymity and your freedom. All of it bounces off of our servers. You're out there with a literal cloaking device, you know, like the Klingons have. Well, you can have that too, literally, when you're out there flying around in hyperspace on the internet. You need to go to InfoWars.net and get this. We don't sell your information. We don't even keep track of it. We don't care. Web hosting as low as $9.95 a month. High quality with service and helping you build the site, the tools to build the site, and huge bandwidth. What is it, 20-something bucks a month? It's ridiculous. InfoWars.net, check it out today. Stop giving to AOL, who's anti-gun and anti-family and spies on you. Stop being part of these other big services. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Okay, InfoWars.net. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Good to be back, Alex.
I tell you, there is so much going on. I just want to go over news right now. What's some of the news you think is most important in the last week?
Well, in the last week, it's got to definitely be what's taking place in Fallujah. Because we've got massive amounts of American soldiers, Iraqi civilians dying, in numbers which are just not being reported by the mainstream media on both sides. The Arab independent media, the American independent media are reporting hundreds, thousands of casualties, which you will not see in, you know, USA Today and the Washington Post, so we need to talk about that. These high-level resignations of Powell, Armitage and others, we've been talking about that for months. You know, the police state tanks rolling along in L.A., six-year-olds being tasered. It's all happening.
Oh, boy, it certainly is. Lord Schwarzenegger's minions, the new guy he appointed, says we're going to put satellite trackers or transponders in all your cars. And they have the nerve to say it's going to save you money when their own plan says 25 cents a mile. Now, 25 cents a mile instead of 18 cents a gallon. Let me see, the average car, 22 miles to the gallon. So 22 miles for 18 cents instead of 25 cents a mile. How is that a discount, Paul?
Well, I mean, they had the same program in England. They said, don't worry, it's just a small £5 charge for driving in certain areas of London. We're not going to expand it. You know, the intelligent cameras simply scan your license plate, feed it into a centralized database, and we automatically debit the money from your account. 2 months after they introduced it in areas of Scotland, and then they expanded it to say, we're going to have this satellite tracker linked in, which all new cars have, old cars can be retrofitted with, and you know, they're going to do it on quiet country lanes all around the country. So they introduced it on the basis that it was just one small area in London, when, as we were saying all along, it was going to be expanded countrywide and fitted into these satellite systems. So same program across the...
Well, the reason I talk about this is, Paul, you've been listening to the show for, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been harping on this. We've had the official federal plans. The same thing's happening in Western Europe and England. It always is the same. And this is the public plan. The BBC reported an average of 65 cents a mile when translated into dollars to drive in London. Peak times even higher. Oregon and California, New York, Texas, Florida, they're all saying they're going to do this now. And still I get emails, people denying it, as the LA Times and Arnold Schwarzenegger announce it.
They're all announcing it, and we often say that they often run these kind of programs on the Chinese model. Well, China's just announced that by 2020, if you believe that, they probably have it already, plan to launch more than 100 satellites to watch every corner of the country in a large surveying network, which would monitor various activities of society, according to Reuters.
And then, 2 days ago, the Pentagon called it the military internet, hooked in with hundreds of satellites, watching everything we do, tracking everything, hooked in with wireless networks on the ground, tracking the hundreds of billions of RFID chips from pill bottles to razors to Campbell's soup cans, everything with its own little antenna, scanning and controlling us.
Well, yeah, and it's not just to track what people do, that's just the surface level. Essentially, it's to both regulate behavior and regulate access to the normal services which you would require to live your day-to-day life. So then down the road, if you don't submit to Big Brother, then those services will be taken away. So,
by the way, this is all already going into place. Right here where I sit in Austin, face scanning cameras, license plate scanners, giant toll roads, everything. And citizens in Austin keep going, well, you say there's not going to be a toll booth. How are you going to do that? And they go, just watch. They finally announced, yes, you're going to have a transponder in your car. And then 90-plus percent of Austinites are against it, and they just say, we don't care. Try to vote us out. Ha, ha, ha. Because they know. I mean, it's like California. We have the poll here on InfoWars.com, ABC News. 95.2% in the poll today are against it, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like the mobile phone tracking, which was introduced widespread.
They just reported in London alone last year 16,000-plus requests by your government to track citizens off the cell phones without warrants. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's in South Korea. Location tracking sparks privacy concerns. People said, well, it's just a matter of convenience. You know, if you're lost, if you're trying to find a taxi.
But I've got an article out of London with them doing it, too.
Yeah, so it started out as convenience. People said, well, why would the government need to do this? And they surely wouldn't abuse the power of this. And now in South Korea, it's admitted.
Well, Paul, in Matrix of Evil, I have the big newspaper out of Green Bay, with the governor saying, oh, we want to have an added cell phone tax because these trackers in your cell phones now, we can have a center in real time tracking every person. It's admitted.
The movement with the cell phone, the next frontier of that technology, is to have the RFID reader embedded, so then when you make purchases, you can make them directly by waving your cell phone over a scanner. So that's another way to get the RFID chip Because, I mean, cell phones are basically an extended accessory of anyone now. They would basically not need the implanted microchip.
2.5 years ago, Safeways in Northern California put in smart carts with a little scanner in them, and everything was already RFID'd, and there's no checkout lanes already 2+ years ago, and you just throw it in your basket and it's scanned. Oh, it's so convenient, Paul.
Yeah, it's called, it's the mobile phone one, it's called PayPass. They've already announced it. The FDA has announced tracking of all pill bottles, medication with RFID tags. So the agenda rolls along as we predicted it a long time ago. It's just expanding into every different sector of, you know, personal accessories in society.
Let's talk about Fallujah. You know, every month or so we have a new article of tanks and helicopters with 666 and Satan on them and skulls on them. I think that's interesting mindset. Can you grab all some of those articles and put them together? And we're talking about Reuters and stuff, folks, just to give people a flair of the mindset. I mean, maybe people think that's Christian. I don't think it is. Or, oh, you know, the boys are just having fun, and all the articles about they're playing heavy metal music. And I mean, that's not the way to win hearts and minds, is tanks driving around with heavy metal, the most horrible death metal that sounds like, rah, rah, Satan crush, death, success, power, rah. I mean, that's what it sounds like. And we've even got the video of the tanks driving around blaring these. Do you think, I mean, what would you think of an invading army came in and said, we're the good guys here to help you with 666 and Satan down the side of your tank playing music like that?
Well, exactly. And I mean, you know, go and watch any of the videos that are coming out now from Fallujah. Whenever there's a large-scale killing or, you know, they take somebody out, it's you know, hoops of delight from the troops that they've killed some more people. That's not the way it is. If you've got a job to do, then you do it. If you really believe that all these people being killed are insurgents, which is certainly not the case, then, you know, you do the job. You wouldn't seek delight out of it. I mean, we had the CNN video around a year ago where, you know, they interviewed the guys and they were saying, I just love killing people. I can't get enough of it. And at the same time, we got the media.
Well, we've had London Independent articles where they're there by the reporter. They're not even hiding this. And they go, watch that lady walking down the road. And they fire and they watch the blood spray splatter. And they go, good, just killed me another bee.
Yeah, and at the same time, we got Alawi, the former.
Look, it's so sanctioned, they're greasing, you know, they're greasing women in front of the reporters.
And we've got Alawi, the former CIA-trained school bus bomber, coming out and saying that there have been no civilian casualties, not one. And on top of that,
and then of course we have masses of photos with kids with their legs blown off, Gannett News Service photos.
Yeah, and the Red Cross official in the article today saying anonymously for fear of being killed himself that at least 800 civilians have been killed in the last 10 days or so.
And then we have in front of reporters the Abrams tank commanders a year ago aiming at the Baghdad Hotel at the Reuters floor and saying fire, and then making jokes about it in the Pentagon going, yes, we've ordered them to target independent journalists.
That was admitted in the BBC, yeah. But here's the spin. The government claims they've killed 1,200 insurgents, but the definition of insurgents is anyone who doesn't work directly for the military or the Iraqi puppet army, police, or government. So basically, if you're not in servitude to them, then you're classified as an insurgent. So they've killed.
Now, wait a minute. A week or two ago, they killed the trash truck drivers, and as they begged for their lives, they said, we better cover this up. They went ahead and machine gun them to death. Those guys had passes directly work for the government.
Yes, in reality, they've killed about 100 real insurgents and 1,000 or more civilians in the last 2 weeks, and that's what all the photos and eyewitness reports show.
But, I mean, Paul, I said this last hour. Think of a science fiction movie where, let's say, an evil army invades your city, and they got skulls on the tanks and 666, and they play death metal music and the sounds of dying rabbits as they cheer and beat their breast. I mean, you would know going into the movie, okay, this is the bad army. This is the bad guys. You know, it's just, but then our troops do this. I mean, what do you think the Iraqis think? I mean, what would you do if tanks came in with 666 on the side? And folks, a lot of them have this on them.
Well, wasn't it the case that they named the Iraqi insurgent groups Wolverines, which was taken out of a movie where the Wolverines are supposed to be the good guys?
Yeah, they called them Wolverines out of Red Dawn. And then they even named their different units, names of the Russian units. This was that was what the Associated Press, wasn't it? And then they name the different units on top of it, names of the Russian invaders, from, you know, the good guys, the Russian invaders. And then they had another deal. I mean, there's been so much of this.
It cuts both ways, because while there are civilians dying, we've had...
Oh, that's right. They even also named the main operation...
Iron Hammer.
Yeah, Nazi name, yeah, for taking out insurgents in Russia, yeah.
But it cuts both ways, because, again, we got more articles about mass graves of U.S. troops. We had them in the past where cargo planes would transport bodies of dead troops secretly to foreign countries, places like Greece.
Cyprus, yeah.
And Cyprus, but now we've had eyewitnesses on the Diyali River, which ends just east of Baghdad, saying that helicopters are flying over at dawn and dumping dead bodies wrapped in plastic bags into the river. So when the Iraqis recover these bodies for burial, they're reporting characteristics common with Western or US individuals. The bodies are tall, you know, wrapped in the type of plastic only used by Americans. The complexions are white for the ones who aren't so badly burned. And the soldiers on the ground admit anonymously that this is taking place. So that's the kind of respect your government shows its own soldiers, support the troops. You know, is dumping dead Americans in black bags into rivers, supporting the troops.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up, but me and Paul are going to continue here until the next hour starts with some more news. We'll go right to your calls and into more news in the next hour. Paul, I'm trying to dig it out, and this is the problem. There's so many news articles, so much to keep track of, so much corruption. It's hard to even focus on any one piece of it, and I'm trying to find it. Last night I noticed a mainstream article, and it was some eastern state, where they had four Marines die from their one little small town. Now, we've only had 35 dead troops in Fallujah. How can it be four Marines from one town? And this is what they do. You know, a whole bunch of troops have been killed from San Antonio alone, which is granted a big city, but these numbers, I've got these articles, these numbers of dead just being reported from different towns. I need a bigger staff or something so I can just throw this at them and say, calculate it, make calls, is higher than 35, and they're reporting hospitals in Germany are literally overflowing with dead, body bags. Photographers all over Fallujah and all over Iraq have got photos of body bags being loaded on helicopters, and helicopters full of body bags all over the place, but then they say 35 dead. Paul, this doesn't make sense.
Well, now, the Arab media, which some of it is just a propaganda organ, but if you believe, you know, the more credible avenues of it, are saying 400 dead U.S. troops just in the past 2 weeks. We've got a report out of this.
Let me just add this. Let me interrupt you again, because this is important. We lost over 6,000 troops from 1962 until, 1965? I'm going from memory here. I believe it's actually higher. And they kept them completely secret because they were, quote, advisors. Now, if they can keep 6,000 dead, then they can do that here, too. And they've done it over and over again. Go ahead.
Well, as I mentioned before, they're dumping the bodies in rivers and not reporting the casualty numbers. But here's the article, Arab media reporting 400 American soldiers perished in Fallujah. The prominent Arab media source Islam Memo is reporting that Fallujah resulted in the downing of 16 U.S. fighter jets, 11 attack helicopters, 5 reconnaissance aircraft, and a Chinook plane that was carrying 60 Americans. We've also got an article which has the photos and the video of where they shoot down the Chinook helicopter, and that resulted in 36 casualties.
So yeah, the video shows it blowing up, and then they admit there's been 5 helicopters at least shot down. Reuters reporters and others, BBC reporters, just say there's blown-up tanks on every street, blown-up Humvees, rotting U.S. troops with dogs eating them. I mean, that's how in control they are, as of 2 days ago, is that there's dogs eating our dead troops.
And on the flip side, they're telling us that, some sources are telling us that, you know, they're treating civilians as insurgents, so they're inflating the number of insurgents. So who knows? I mean, those two things contradict each other. The one thing we do know is that on either side, civilian casualties, American casualties, are not being reported by USA Today, Washington Post.
Well, I know USA Today and others aren't showing all these kids with their legs blown off and, you know, dead women with babies in their arms burned flat with, you know, their bodies reduced to grease, just skeletons. I mean, it looks like this is insane.
Well, yeah, you click on the picture link that we've got on the websites today, and there are, you know, 50, 60 photos of dozens of dead civilians, and are always saying that no civilian has died as a result of the bombing. So
he ought to take the cake from the Baghdad Information Office. Remember that guy? They are not in Baghdad. He's lying. They ought to have a Lowy kind of trumps him.
Well, here's the thing. 2 weeks ago, before the bombing started, a Lowy came out and said to the Iraqi media, if you don't report what the government tells you to report about what is about to happen in Fallujah, there will be reprisals, which is a kind of way of saying, you know, toe the line or die. Because they don't just shut down newspapers, they kill newspaper editors and photographers. Mario Dana, the Reuters photographer who got the footage of the mass graves, was gunned down on the spot. So this is the policy.
Understand, Iraq isn't just about oil and a military base. It's a giant war game to war game out with all these new technologies how to take over cities, including your cities. Paul, you agree with that?
That's right.
By the way, we have Pentagon Papers admitting that. We'll be right back with the third hour. Your calls, a lot of news. Stay with us.